from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A grade realignment is coming to two Timmins schools operated by the Northeastern Catholic District School Board. Director of Education Tricia Welch says grade 5 will be moved from Pope Francis Elementary School to O'Gorman Intermediate, effective in September. She says it will maximize learning space at both schools and provide better opportunities for grade 5 students to socialize with their peers 1 year older. It also improves the ability to deliver the Ontario curriculum.
If we do need to have some combined grades, it would be a 5-6, which is a junior level program, instead of having to do junior intermediate combined classrooms and such.
More from Tricia Welch in audio form at MyTimmonsNow.com. 65,000 Ontario hospital workers, represented by the Ontario Council of Hospital Unions, QP, and SEIU Healthcare, have a new contract. They'll get a 6% wage increase over the two-year deal, along with benefit improvements. The unions say it's the result of an intensive round of coordinated bargaining and almost identical two-year arbitrated contracts awarded yesterday. A variety of healthcare workers are covered by the new deal, including personal support workers, registered practical nurses, porters, lab techs, and others. Veterinarians are being encouraged to watch for avian influenza, that's bird flu, in dairy cattle. The message comes from the Canadian Food Inspection Agency after cases of the virus were found in cows in the United States. While it hasn't been found in any in Canada, officials have confirmed it in 9 states just since March. No cows have died. Our country is calling for all parties to de-escalate rising tensions in the Mideast. It comes after an apparent Israeli drone attack against Iran overnight. This morning, G7 foreign ministers, including Canada's Melanie Joly, released a public statement condemning Iran's direct and unprecedented attack last Saturday. That incident saw Western allies intercept more than 100 bomb-carrying drones headed towards Israel. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.